Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Move Fast and Fix Things by Ann Morris is a leadership and problem-solving guide built for people who have to create change under pressure. Framed for executives, founders, and managers stepping into new roles, the book focuses on how trusted leaders diagnose what is broken, mobilize teams, and deliver results without burning out their organizations. Morris is known for practical transition advice, and this work extends that emphasis by treating hard problems as solvable when leaders combine speed with credibility, clarity, and disciplined follow-through. Rather than selling a single magic framework, the book centers on repeatable moves that help readers align stakeholders, surface the real constraints, and make decisions that stick. It also highlights the human side of fixing things, including communication, trust building, and creating psychological safety while raising the bar. The overall promise is straightforward. Move with urgency, but do it in a way that earns commitment and reduces churn, so improvements last beyond a single leader's burst of energy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, diagnosing the real problem before you act. A core idea in the book is that speed without diagnosis is just motion, and trusted leaders learn to distinguish symptoms from root causes. The early work is about understanding what is actually happening, where the bottlenecks live, and which forces keep the system stuck. That means asking better questions, listening across levels, and gathering signals that may contradict the official narrative. The book emphasizes that hard problems often span multiple functions, so a leader must map dependencies and incentives rather than blaming a single team. It also suggests looking for patterns in decision-making, information flow, and accountability, because chronic issues are frequently structural. Importantly, diagnosis is not an academic exercise. The goal is to reach a clear problem statement that people can align around, including what success looks like, what trade-offs are acceptable, and which constraints are real versus assumed. By treating diagnosis as an act of leadership, not analysis, the leader builds trust and reduces resistance. People are more willing to move quickly when they believe the leader sees the full picture and will not thrash the organization with half-informed fixes. Secondly, building trust as the accelerator for change, the book frames trust as the hidden engine that makes fast execution possible. When trust is high, teams share bad news early, coordinate with less friction, and accept short-term discomfort because they believe the direction is sound. Morris focuses on trust as something leaders actively create through clear intent, consistent behavior, and visible respect for the people doing the work. That includes communicating the why behind decisions, acknowledging uncertainty, and avoiding performative certainty that later collapses. It also involves making commitments carefully and then keeping them, because reliability is the quickest way to earn credibility in a stressed system. Another dimension is fairness. Trusted leaders make transparent trade-offs and explain how priorities were chosen, which reduces rumor and politics. The book also connects trust to psychological safety, where people can surface risks, propose alternatives, and disagree without fear. This does not mean lowering standards. It means creating conditions where truth travels faster than hierarchy. In that environment, the leader can move quickly and still make high-quality decisions, because the organization becomes a better sensor network for what is breaking and what is improving. Thirdly, making decisions under ambiguity and constraints. Hard problems rarely arrive with complete data, and the book addresses how leaders decide and act while the facts are still emerging. A trusted leader sets a decision rhythm that balances urgency with learning, using short cycles to test assumptions, gather feedback, and adjust. This approach reduces the risk of big, irreversible bets based on weak signals. Morris highlights the importance of clarifying which decisions are reversible and which are not, then matching the level of scrutiny to the stakes. Another theme is constraint awareness. Leaders often inherit limits in budget, talent, time, regulation, or legacy technology, and moving fast requires choosing where to push and where to redesign the plan. The book also emphasizes prioritization as a form of courage. Solving hard problems means saying no to good ideas so that the few critical moves receive focus and resources. Communication matters here, because people need to understand why their project did not make the cut. Finally, the book treats decision-making as a team sport. Leaders create forums where diverse perspectives are heard, but they also make clear who owns the call and what happens next, preventing endless debate that masquerades as collaboration. Fourthly, mobilizing teams and stakeholders to execute. Execution depends on alignment, and the book offers guidance on bringing the right people into the effort without creating a slow-moving committee. Trusted leaders identify the true stakeholders, including skeptics, and involve them early enough to prevent later sabotage. They also define roles with precision, so accountability does not blur across groups. Morris underscores that big change is delivered through many small commitments, and leaders must translate strategy into specific actions, owners, deadlines, and metrics that teams can actually use. Another focus is removing friction. That can mean simplifying approvals, clarifying decision rights, and ensuring teams have access to the information and tools they need. The book also points to the importance of narrative. People execute better when they can explain the mission in plain language and see how their work fits. At the same time, the leader must manage energy. Mobilization is not just task allocation, it is maintaining momentum through wins, learning, and honest status updates. When obstacles appear, the trusted leader protects teams from chaos by resetting priorities, escalating the right issues, and celebrating progress without pretending the work is easy. Lastly, sustaining fixes. So improvements stick. Solving a hard problem is only half the challenge. The book also addresses how leaders prevent backsliding once the initial push is over. Sustainable fixes require building habits, systems, and accountability that survive leadership attention moving elsewhere. Morris emphasizes codifying what worked, whether that is a new process, a new operating cadence, or a new way of sharing information. Measurement is part of sustainability, but the book highlights meaningful measures rather than vanity metrics, focusing on indicators that reflect real performance and customer impact. Another element is capability building. If a leader solves everything personally, the organization becomes dependent and fragile. Trusted leaders develop people, distribute decision-making, and create a bench that can keep improving. The book also acknowledges that cultural change is often needed to sustain operational change. That might include reinforcing norms around candor, learning, and ownership. Finally, sustaining fixes involves closing loops, documenting decisions, revisiting assumptions, and using post-project reviews to capture lessons without blame. In this view, moving fast is compatible with durability, as long as speed is paired with institutional learning and clear responsibility for maintaining the gains. In conclusion, this book is best for leaders who are expected to deliver change quickly, including new executives, startup operators, managers inheriting messy teams, and project leaders tackling cross-functional issues. It is also valuable for experienced leaders who have learned that urgency alone does not solve entrenched problems and want a more reliable way to combine momentum with legitimacy. The benefit to a reader's life is practical. It helps reduce the stress and wasted effort that come from jumping to solutions, over-communicating without clarity, or trying to fix everything personally. By focusing on diagnosis, trust, decision discipline, and sustained execution, the approach supports better outcomes with less organizational damage. Compared with many leadership books that lean on inspiring stories or a single-branded model, this one stands out for its emphasis on real-world constraints and the everyday mechanics of getting people aligned. It speaks to the reality that the hardest problems are social as much as technical, and that trust is not a soft add-on, but a performance multiplier. If you want a guide that helps you move faster while creating buy-in and durability, it is worth buying and applying. If you would like to support Anne Morris, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.